Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today, we are in the Emory High Auditorium for a very special interview. We're going to be talking with the EHS Drama Department. We're going to be talking to Angela Paskett, theater teacher, Carson Anderson, and Natalie Pace. And we're going to be talking about their upcoming production of Les Mis. So thank you guys all for taking the time to come talk to us. Now, Angela, we'll start with you. Les Mis, it's a detailed production, but it's also a spectacle when you're watching it. So kind of what was it like preparing for Les Mis?
Well, this one has taken a lot of work, as you can imagine. We actually were looking at it last spring when I looked at who I would have next this coming fall in our theater program. And it was one of those, we do it this year and it will be done very, very well, or who knows when I'll be able to do this show, because I have a really solid cast of seniors. So we started clear back in spring, working on all of the details and what we needed to put together, and sort of starting gathering ideas and set pieces and set ideas. And we've had a lot of help on this one. A lot of our set pieces came from the community theater in the area, and we've built a lot, and we've pulled in a lot, and the kids have brought stuff. And so just getting all of the things put together, it's been, we're not even quite finished. We open in a week, and there's a couple more things we still gotta to get together. But this is a show, like you said, like this is one that I love. I have loved this show for 30 years. And so I'm excited to be able to do it and to bring it to our community. It's just such a powerful show of love and redemption and forgiveness. And I love that I could do something with this kind of depth with my students here.
Yeah, and right now we're sitting at one of the prop tables on some of the prop chairs. So right now it's fair to say we're not at an empty chair empty table with empty chairs. But let's talk for a second. From the teacher's perspective, what's been the most challenging part of putting this together?
Wow. Part of it has been all of the little details. The things, this is a show with very specific props and sets. Also getting the students to understand the time period and their personalities, their characters that they're trying to portray, the story that we're trying to tell, and just trying to get that depth to show on stage. Again, I've had a lot of help. We've had vocal coaches come in and work with our students. And I have a friend who directs the show, Sarah Wolford. She does a fantastic job. And so it has taken a lot of people, a lot of hours to get the show put together.
Yeah, and just looking around, it really shows how much work has been put into this. Now, Carson, let's start with you. You play the role of Javert in this production. Now, he's pretty much the big bad of the play. It's hard to describe him as bad, though, because, you know, like we talked about, it's a play about redemption. But let's talk for a second what it's been like to kind of engross yourself in the role of Javert.
It's honestly been a really cool experience for me, because in the past, you know, a handful of other productions I've done, I've always been like either the good guy or like the kind of like leader of the thing. And so it's been really interesting to like dive into the character of like a villain. And personally for me, I think Javert has one of the most, like, one of the biggest character arcs in the show, and just changes a lot through it. And it's really cool to be able to play and do justice to, like, both sides of him.
And about halfway through the play, you have the big confrontation with Jean Valjean, one of my personal favorite songs in the musical. Let's talk about that, because that's really a complicated piece to sing, because you're both overlapping each other with vocals. What's it been like to rehearse that scene in particular?
Oh, it's been so much fun, because I have Jean Valjean being played by one of my good friends, Beckham Kelly, and it's just been so fun to like choreograph that with him, and just all the different little aspects and various like movements you can do to kind of show like the anger that both characters have for each other. And I remember the first time we like tried it out, we just kind of improvised the scene, just did a full like handful of different things, and it was just really good and really fun to be able to have this like, you know, kind of fight-ish within, you know.
Now, you guys have been rehearsing this for a while now, but with rehearsals often comes at least a few problems that you have to work through. For you personally, what's been some of the biggest things you've had to work through?
Personally, for me, it's been a lot of the notes, and I'm one to talk because Javert's notes aren't even that bad compared to any of the other characters, but even still, they're pretty high for me, and so it's been interesting to work on those and kind of train my voice to, like, get up to that.
Well, Carson, thank you so much. Again, that was Carson Anderson. He plays the role of Javert in Emery High's upcoming production of Les Mis. We'll move on now to Natalie Pace, plays the role of Cosette, a very strong female lead here. Natalie, let's talk about that for a second. What's it been like to kind of get in the mindset to perform as Cosette?
So this was the very first show I ever heard of. We grew up listening to it in the car on rides. And Cosette was my least favorite character at the time. And I was really shocked when I got it because, like I said, it wasn't my favorite and I didn't understand the character. But the more you look into the story, you realize that Cosette has a lot of depth to her. And she might not come across like, you know, the most standout character, but she goes from situation to situation and she handles it with grace. And she's in the hardest parts of like her childhood. You know, her mother died and she was left to people who didn't want her, and she grows up to be a beautiful young woman, and she's very successful, and I just love being able to take that confidence.
And I think it's fair to say that without the role of Cosette, you wouldn't be having the story of Les Mis. You play such an integral role in moving that story along. Now, you have to cover a wide time frame, you know, you have to start as a kid, you know, like you said, after her mother dies, and then you have to go on to more of the teenage years. What's that transition like in the show, and how did you prepare for it?
So we have a little Cosette, who's played by Lauren Braun, and it's been super fun to connect with her and to be able to share my side of the story, and it's almost healing in a way because she comes from this cute little innocent girl, and then you see she grows up and she falls in love, and it's something she's only read about because she's been on her own for so long. And it's amazing to see her blossom. And honestly, I've tried to put it in the context of my own life and just how, you know, when you come into high school, it's a whole different experience from middle school, and each stage of your life has transitions, and you can see that in Cosette's.
Now, Natalie, we asked Carson what was the most challenging part of rehearsals for him. Now, let's ask the same question to you. What did you find most challenging in preparation for this production?
So, for me, it's been having drill every single morning and then going to physical therapy, coming to school, and then going right to play practice. So, I'm here at the school from 6 to 3, and then I leave for a minute, and then I come back, and I'm here till 9, 9:30-ish. And that's been hard, but it's been amazing because there's so many people here that support each of us and they all want us to succeed so much. And being Sterling Scholar, I feel like I have had the opportunity to coach some of the younger people and just be able to, you know, lift them up, teach them what it's like to be on stage. And that's been hard because I feel the pressure of that, but it's also amazing.
That's what I really love about Emory High School in particular, because you talk to students here, and not one person is just one singular thing. You're like, oh yeah, I'm in the play, but I'm also playing football, and then I'm wrestling, and then I'm coming to practice. It's incredible what the rural communities here get to do. Well, Natalie, thank you so much. Again, that was Natalie Pace. She plays the role of Cosette in Emery High's upcoming production of Les Mis. Angela, we'll move this back to you to close us out. If there are people who want to get tickets to come watch this production, what's the best way for them to do that?
Okay, the best way and the only way is to get the tickets at the door. Right now, our school's under construction. So when you come to the show, you have to come in the north doors of the auditorium. And you purchase your ticket on the way in and choose a seat. It's $7. And we're showing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Monday, November 21st through the 25th. And there's a 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday, and all the other shows are at 7 p.m.
Well, Angela, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with in closing?
Just, I hope that you do take the opportunity to come see this show. These kids have worked very, very hard on this one, and it is a beautiful show.
Well, thank you so much again. Again, that was Emory High Theater teacher Angela Paskett, Carson Anderson playing the role of Javert, and Natalie Pace playing the role of Cosette, and they were talking about Emory High's upcoming production of Les Mis, something you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOA at 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.